Revelation 9, 13 through 21. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. And the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed, by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails are like serpents having heads, and with them they do harm. But the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders, or their sorceries, or their sexual immorality, or their thefts. According to the website Wars in the World, today there are 69 countries involved in wars, conflicts and struggles, and 823 groups of militias, guerrillas, and separatists. Also in full warlike action today, China is disputing some islands with Japan, and North Korea is increasing its arsenal again, launching two missiles last week. Venezuela is facing disputes of power. The U.S. sent an aircraft carrier to the Middle East. So wars are scattered all over the five continents in the world. And brothers and sisters, we need to look at the Bible, because in Matthew 24:6, Jesus said, "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Yes, my dear friend, Jesus affirmed that wars are necessary. How are wars necessary? Well, God uses wars in his wonderful providential government for at least two reasons. First, wars change the political configuration of the world. God prepared the scene for the first coming of Christ in the world through various wars. Babylon against Media and Persia. Media and Persia against Greece and Macedonia. The wars of the Seleucid and Ptolemaic empires. And finally, wars of the Roman Empire. You can check this out in Daniel 11, and we read this passage just a little bit ago. And God also is preparing the scenario for the return of Christ through wars. World War I and World War II changed the configuration of Europe and Middle East in the 20th century. Between 1991 and 2001, the former Yugoslavia had has given rise to several countries: Serbia, Croatia, Montenegro, Bosnia, Slovenia, and Kosovo. A lot of countries, because of wars. So God changes the configuration of the world with wars. And second, wars are instruments of God's judgment against the wicked. And this is precisely the meaning of the sixth trumpet. God delivers ungodly men to terrible afflictions by war. This is the teaching of this passage. God delivers ungodly men to terrible afflictions by war. So let's look at the sixth trumpet, affliction by wars. Passage Revelation 9:13 says, "Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Brothers and sisters, in the sixth trumpet, the same powers of darkness we saw in Revelation 9 from 1 through 12 commissioned to harm men are called by God again. This time, they are called to kill people, not only to harm people, but to kill people. This passage shows that God is in charge. He allows the four evil angels described as bound at the great river Euphrates to cause wars as instruments of God's judgment. They do this. In times of war, ungodly men let their wickedness increase and they become incarnate demons. The allusion to four angels in verse 14 implies the universality of war. The sixth trumpet does not describe a particular war, but all wars. And the four angels appear as a reference to the four points of a compass, which bears the notion of universality. So as we have in compass, north, south, east, west, the four angels are in full agreement with this. So the entire world is described here when we think of wars. They had been prepared to be released at the right hour and day and month and year to kill a third of mankind. Each detail was already determined by the sovereignty of God. God cannot be surprised by anything. That's why the passage mentions day and hour and day and month and year. God determined everything and each detail. So in one sense, when John heard the voice telling the sixth angel that he must release the four evil angels, the apostle certainly foresaw the fall of the Roman Empire. The Romans feared to be attacked by the Parthians, who lived beyond the Euphrates River. However, the description of the army in verse 16 raises doubts that the army referred here was the Parthian army. Verse 16 says, "Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them." Obviously, John could not count. He heard about it. Someone else told him. The greatest army in the world today is the American army. But the U.S. army is not the most numerous with 535,000 soldiers. The most numerous army in the world is the Chinese army with 1,600,000 soldiers. The army seen by John in verse 16 was So numerous that John was unable even to count the horsemen. Somebody has told him the number of soldiers, 200 million. This number, if applied to the Chinese army or to the Parthian army, it seems unreal. Unless we understand that not only the Chinese or the Parthian armies are described here, but the armies of all wars. It fits the information that the wars would cause the death of a third of all men. Many people die in wars. Dr. Joe Beakey published in his commentary on Revelation that between 1480 and 1941, Britain engaged in 78 wars. France in 71 wars. Spain in 64. Russia in 61. Austria in 52. Germany in 23. The United States in 13, China in 11, and Japan in 9 wars between 1480 and 1941. I'm not counting wars from the World War II to today. No, I'm not counting those wars. Think of how many soldiers and how many civilians died during these wars. The capability to kill is described by John in his vision. And thus I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. And the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions. And out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed, by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone, which came out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails are like serpents, having heads, and with them they do harm. This is interesting because people use their mouths to put their ideas out. And the ideas move the world. The World War I and World War II were moved by ideas, by philosophies and thoughts. People say bad things all the time and they just feed evil thoughts and violence. We see people in a true war today through debates on politics and things like that. And some people just kill because of their ideas. Because something they heard about. But this passage is not speaking of offenses. It's speaking about people being killed. Just to have an idea. Horses with lion's head ready to run into battle bring the idea of a great power of destruction. From their mouth come fire, smoke, and brimstone. The soldiers have flaming breastplates, which also bring the colors, hyacinth blue and sulfur yellow. The breastplates' colors bring the idea of fire, smoke, and brimstone. Look at this. So fiery red, fire. Hyacinth blue, smoke. Sulfur yellow, brimstone. Both the soldiers and the horses are highly lethal. These are not ordinary horses, obviously. They represent the war machinery designed to kill and destroy people. Just to have an idea of the power of destruction of a war, 37 million people were killed in World War I. World War II was far more deadly, with 56 million killed. And the book of Joseph Orion speaks of up to 60 million dead in World War II. Matthew White agrees with Orion in his book Historical Atlas of the 20th Century. And curiously, the countries that suffered most were the most hostile to Christianity. Russia with 27 million dead and China with about 10 million dead. And they don't learn. They don't learn the lesson. China is just breaking down churches. They are just closing churches in China. They are burning Bibles. They are doing things like that. They don't learn the lesson. After hearing this, could we feel good? Could we feel comfortable after knowing that the wars are ordained until the last day when Christ will come again? The answer is yes, because God is in charge. Look at this. God has everything under control. He controls the works of the evil angels who cause wars. Nothing comes to pass without God's sovereign command. If God had prevented the evil angels from causing wars, wars wouldn't come to pass. Simple like that. Psalm 46, 8 and 9 says, "Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire." Look at this. God ordains desolations by wars. And he ordains desolations on earth by wars. But he also makes war cease. He destroys the war machinery represented here by bow and spear and chariots, because he is God. He schedules the year, month, and day, and hour when wars will happen and finish. He is sovereign. So don't fear that New York would be the favorite target for the enemies of the United States. Don't fear even the power of destruction of nuclear weapons. Even though they have an astonishing power of destruction, they are not under the power of a mad and arrogant leader in the world. The world's health doesn't depend on a button that a violent and inconsequent man could press to blow up the planet. The world's fate is in the hands of the mighty, wise, and loving God. And he cares for his people. That's why we have no reason to be worried or afraid. And second, see how cruel and depraved man is in this passage. Revelation 9 speaks of the great cruelty of man in times of war. He uses engines and machines to kill and destroy. The modern nuclear explosives, I don't know how to say that, you understood that, I'm sure. They are so powerful that Westchester, parts of Connecticut, and New Jersey would be burned in seconds if downtown Newark were a target. The more people they can kill at once, the more desirable the weapon will be. And notice in verses 20 and 21 what happens to those who survive the terrible plague of wars. But the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immorality or their thefts. After two world wars, our generation got worse. Sexual immorality everywhere. And people worshiping false gods. even themselves. I don't ask everybody or anyone, do you worship? No. My question is, what is your God? Who is your God? Because they always will worship somebody else or something else. They need to worship the true God, but they worship idols, demons, and things like that. Idolatry everywhere we can see. People loving worshiping money. And well, today the situation is the same. Idolatry, violence, sexual immorality, paganism, they were common by the end of the first century. But today it's the same. The United States killed more than 50 million babies since the Supreme Court ruled on Roe versus Wade case. About abortion, Billy Graham exclaimed in one of his sermons, if God doesn't punish America, he will have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Almost every month we hear news of shootings in gun-free zones, schools, churches, synagogues. Violence everywhere. People have gods other than the living God revealed in Scripture. They worship money. They have hope in their jobs. They seek satisfaction in drugs. This is idolatry. Drinking parties and sports teams. This is idolatry. They worship singers, actors, athletes, girlfriend, boyfriend, etc. When the majority of young people go to college, they lose their minds and practice sexual immorality. Smoking marijuana is something absolutely common among them. Many people are slaves of pornography. Government is concerned with the increasing of sexual transmitted disease among young people today in the United States. The high number of abortions is due to sexual immorality and unwanted pregnancy. Modern society is praising everything that differs from biblical teaching. Even cults and bizarre ceremonies have been praised by artists and teachers in public schools. False religions that teach their children to kill people from another confession also have been praised for the sake of cultural diversity. An old and liberal Presbyterian denomination in the United States prefers selling their church buildings to Muslims rather than to conservative Presbyterians. And this same denomination sent money to Planned Parenthood to finance abortions. Beyond all this, we see corruption skyrocketing to levels never imagined before. We heard in the past of people getting thousands of dollars with a fraudulent business. Today, they rob millions. Millions. We're not speaking of thousands of dollars. No, millions, billions of dollars. The corrupt politicians in Brazil got $10 billion through bribes and unlawful contracts. They don't repent. After being convicted of corruption through indisputed evidences, the Brazilian ex-president says that he's the most honest person in the world. They never repent. And finally, notice the enormity of divine patience and mercy. When we see this evilness around us, we need to think that God has mercy on these people. He could have destroyed everything, but he's still patiently blessing everyone with rain and sun and food and air, everything we need to live. In spite of God's warnings by these trumpets, that all men must repent before the final judgment, When the terrible and less cosmic better announced in Revelation 16:14 will take place, it says, "For they are spirits of demons performing signs, which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty." They don't listen to God. They don't listen. They don't repent. They should repent before this final battle. But let them not be deceived. God, the Holy Almighty, is invincible. He will win every time because He is God. So trust in Him. Even though we see wars and we listen of rumors of wars, no problem. God is in charge. Let's serve Him. Let's trust in Him, for He is invincible. And we will have victory with Him in Jesus Christ. Amen.